Welcome to the podcast. Here we explore ambition, well-being, and impact, and we dive deep under the surface level tactics so that you can build a freedom-focused business on your terms. Hi, I'm your host, Annalise Warne, an agency CEO, business strategist, and coach, as well as a wife and homeschooling, traveling mama of four little ones. Stay tuned for conversations with inspirational business leaders, as well as practical marketing and leadership strategies that you can action right away. So let's get into it. Hello, welcome back to the show. So today I want to talk about some things that you can do when you're feeling a little bit disenchanted or falling a little out of love with your business. I know a lot of people that I've been speaking to over the last few weeks feel like they're in a period of transition, and that is playing out in personal lives and in business. So I wanted to talk about this in terms of mindset and in terms of next steps and maybe how to approach this, because there can be the temptation to burn the entire thing down or, just kind of get a little bit of a sugar hit somewhere else and then come back or add things in or, solve those surface level problem without really digging deep. So I wanted to talk about how we can really reconnect with what it is that we want and decide whether we transition or pivot, whether we need a complete reinvention. So there's a couple of reasons why we can be feeling like this. Either something has stopped working that was maybe working before, and the economy has definitely regulated kind of the bubble that we have been in the last few years. And so, yes, a lot of what was working isn't working how it was working during the pandemic and even, as we were coming out of that. So that's one reason. Another reason is maybe you've changed. Maybe you've evolved. And that's okay. That happens. That's a good thing. We want to grow and evolve, but maybe that's why you're feeling the way that you're feeling. Or number three is it's hard work. Like your team doesn't match what it is, or you've said yes to the wrong projects, or, there's something in there that's feeling hard and heavy, team or clients, or something that's not the actual work that you're doing, but something about how you're doing it or who you're doing it with that can actually cause us to feel less joy in our business and a little bit resentful maybe, or tired, or just a little bit disenchanted and ready for a change. So what we need to do is really, before we make any decisions, realize that whatever decision that we want to make, whatever decision we make is going to take us closer to something. And that might be closer to our goal, or it might be closer to, the bottom of the mountain. So it's going to take us towards our goal or away from it. Every decision. If we're moving, we're not standing still, we're walking towards something, and that's either towards where we want to go or not. And so every decision needs to consider our energy and our capacity, because we want to prevent burnout, and it's really easy to add things in and then be overwhelmed. So number one, we need to remember that the boundaries that we've set in our business, or the boundaries that we should be setting and sticking to in our business to prevent burnout, are held in place. So we set those boundaries first, before we make any decisions, change anything, reestablish boundaries. Establish or reestablish boundaries. We also want to be considering our personal growth within what we decide and the growth of the business. Because, and that might be in terms of products and services or revenue, or it might be in terms of profit. So the business exists to generate a profit. That doesn't mean that a bigger business is a better business, but a business exists to generate profit. And so that is our responsibility as the CEO, is to grow the profit. And so any decision that we are making, we need to determine what that looks like for us, what we need, what we want, what our goals are around establishing growth, profit growth for the business. So now that we've kind of got those three things in our mind, right? Preventing burnout, establishing the actual growth of the business and personal growth, then we can begin to explore, because we want to maintain those three things. We want to maintain personal growth. We want to maintain business growth, profit growth specifically, and we want to maintain our boundaries and prevent burnout. So then we get to ask the question, right, of what we're doing or of the things that we are considering, what of those things are fun and intuitive and aligned and juicy and unique and timeless and simple, right? And it doesn't need to be all of those things. Pick a word or a few words that really align with how you're feeling. What of that do you want? Do you want your business to feel fun and simple and aligned? Do you want it to feel juicy? Do you want it to feel unique? Do you want to really base it in timeless simplicity? What feels intuitive? You know, of those kinds of words will hopefully spark something in you, where if you think about those things, if you ask yourself that question, like, what's fun? What's the first thing that you think of? And don't let logic cloud by going, oh, I can't do that because of this. Oh, but this is, no, just answer that question. What's fun, or what's juicy, or what's aligned? And journal on that. If you're feeling stuck, go for a walk, get some movement into your body, and then ask that question. And again, we're not trying to overthink this and cloud our initial intuitive answer with the logic that comes after. We really want to get that answer quickly. We really want to see what that initial gut reaction, gut feel is in answer to that question. So once we then have an answer to that question, we'll know what we're dealing with. We'll know whether we need to level up a bit, elevate what we've been doing. We'll know if we just need to make a pivot and shift a little, like, you know, just a few degrees. Or we'll know if we are ready for an entire reinvention. And if you're still not sure after you have done that, then let's get back to the roots. Let's pull back more, like we're going to dig deeper. And I believe that our business is an extension of our purpose for being on the planet. And if you are called to business, then you are called to business. And that is a very different thing. Like we're the 1% of, you know, of crazy people. It takes a special breed of person to be an entrepreneur, to run a business. So really, really dig in there. Like ask yourself, what is your calling? And I know that that's a really big question, but sometimes I think the answer is more simple than we think, because you might think, oh, I don't know. Well, When you think about what your passions are, when you think about what makes you angry, when you think about what your skill set is, when you think about what your dream life would look like, the type of things that you'd be doing, the activities you'd do day to day, the people, type of people you'd spend time with, the sorts of problems you'd be solving, the conversations you'd be having, like you will see a thread, or you will begin to see a thread. And that doesn't mean you need to know the entire picture. Imagine it like you're in the dark and you're at the base of a staircase and you have a lantern in your hand and you can just see the next step. And so once you've stepped onto that step, that's when your eyes adjust and you can see the next step. And often that's what life is like. So we don't know exactly what that picture is going to look like. Some people do, and some people don't. So if you don't, but you know what you care about, then follow that passion, follow that, that anger or that joy or that emotion, that high level of emotion that you have in terms of, like, the extreme of positive or the extreme negative. And follow those breadcrumbs and ask yourself, in business, what role do you want to play long term? Right? What is your calling and what role do you want to play long term? Do you long term want to be dealing with clients and doing the work? Or do you want to be more front of house? Do you want to be in sale conversations? Do you want to be networking? Do you want to be speaking on stages? Like, long term, what do you see yourself doing day to day? Some people love, love, love being the doer. Some people love, love, love being in front of the camera. There's no right or wrong. It's what do role do you want to play long term? So once you know sort of the field that you're thinking about, and that could be really, really different to what you're doing now, and that's okay. Or it could be really exactly what you're doing now, just in a different capacity or in a different way. So once you know the field and you know what role you want to play, you can ask yourself, what is the next phase that steps towards that vision? Because often we can get distracted and we can think too small. I mean, I'm guilty of this. I've spoken on the podcast a couple of times about my long-term vision, which is very blurry, but I have a long-term vision in terms of, 15, 20 years, what I'm going to be doing, what sort of capacity I'm going to be working in, what role I want to play, right? That's clear to me. The actual vision is blurry, and that's fine. And I wasn't walking towards that actively. Me thinking there'll be some sort of rapid reinvention later on. But actually, maybe the last month, it's became clear to me that actually I can begin to walk towards that now. And I was thinking too small. I was limiting what I could be doing by separating the two. And now that might not be the same for you, but for me, I've really identified what the next phase of my business looks like, stepping towards that vision. Whereas before, I'd thought that's something in the future. I'm not going to worry about that. That's over there, and I'm here and I'm doing this. And now I've identified the link between the two. So it's definitely not rapid reinvention. Everything I have been doing under this brand name stays the same. It's just I'm beginning to plant seeds in different areas, which is actually, it's a different business, but it feeds into this one. And so just that example to say that when we open up our thinking, we can identify things that were maybe not clear to us before. But it sometimes takes, stretching it and thinking outside the box, stretching it. Like I have that vision of, like putty or something, like stretching it, and you can pull it in different directions and see how it plays in the light and see how it feels in your hand and the different shapes that it can make. And sometimes I feel like our ideas are like that. Like we have this blob of an idea, but it's actually when we just pull it this way or that way, we can see it in a bit of a different light, and that leads to different outcomes. So allow that, whether that's journaling or meditating or, just moving your body, going for a walk, something where you're breathing in quite a, you want oxygen in your body. You want to be oxygenating and moving your blood around to promote this type of thinking. And the wonderful thing is that you get to choose. You get to choose. You get to choose whether you do anything about that right now. You get to decide that you want to shift something in your business. Nothing has to be permanent. Nothing has to be permanent at all. Your business gets to evolve with you. Your business gets to evolve with you. And your business should evolve with you. We shouldn't, as human beings, be staying the same, right? We want to be growing. We want to be changing. We want to be exploring new ideas and learning and applying and failing and learning and succeeding and, just and growing and getting stronger. And our business is a reflection of us. So, of course, our business is going to change and evolve as we do. That is normal. We want that. Otherwise, we're going to be stagnant. Otherwise, we're going to be boring. We're not going to be working at our full potential. We're not going to be as fulfilled as we could be, or want to be in that space. So, plan for your business to evolve. Allow it to evolve. Don't make that wrong. Don't be so attached to this thing that you have built that you make it a wrong that you're feeling disenchanted or stuck or small or unsatisfied. It's okay. It's okay. And know that you will probably feel like this again. Right? It's not like, hey, it's a thing that we do once and great. Okay. We've evolved. So we're going to shift our business in this way. And then everything's going to be perfect forever because that's going to be it. No, guess what? You're going to continue to grow and evolve. So you're going to feel like this again. And so, again, let's just take the shame away, take the guilt away, take any negativity at all around this away and just allow it and expect it and know that every few years, or let's not put a time frame on it, but approximately every few years your business is going to change. Maybe that's every 6 months. There are no rules. But if we expect and allow that, and we really listen to what is the truest truth for us in that moment and how that's going to be expressed through our business and allow that, then we're going to have more fun. And because we're having more fun, we're going to be at a higher energy level. And because we are at that higher level, at that higher frequency, where our business is actually going to do better because we're going to be elevated. And so then our business is going to be elevated, and how people interact with us, they're interacting at that elevated level. And so they feel that. They feel that. So don't stay stuck and small or stagnant because you feel like I can't change my mind again. No, we want things to grow. If you plant something in a garden, you want it to grow. We're humans. We want to grow. And of course, our business is going to grow as an extension of that. So listen to that feeling. If you're feeling, out of love or disconnected or disenchanted or disillusioned or whatever it is, you're feeling like you're not as happy in your business as you should be, like the big should. If you're not as happy in your business as you feel like you should be, or things are just feeling a bit blah, you're not like lit up and excited to do what you're doing as you were once were, that's okay. Listen to that feeling and determine, do you need to elevate what you're doing? Do you need to pivot, or do you need to complete reinvention? And there is no right. Sometimes it's going to just be elevating. Sometimes you're just going to need to shift something slightly, something. Sometimes you're going to need to, burn the whole thing down and start again, rise from the ashes. There are no rules except for the fact that your business will evolve if you let it, which we should as we evolve. So I hope you feel permission granted. I hope you feel a little bit more of a sense of peace, maybe a little bit of a different perspective on why you might be feeling the way that you're feeling. But reconnect with what you want, reconnect with your mission, and remember that simple business is good business. Delete everything that you don't absolutely need and that isn't on the pathway to where you want to be. Delete everything. Let's not do this sunk cost concept where we think, oh, I spent so much time on this. I need to use it. No, like deadwood is going to weigh you down. It's time to prune. I'm recording this at the start of spring. It's time to prune. End of winter, start of spring, as I've been taught. So do that, right? Reconnect with what you want, reconnect with the mission, delete everything we don't absolutely need that isn't on the pathway to where we want to be. So do the work, ask those questions, really sit with it, journal with it, replay. I'll pop the questions down in the show notes so that you have them there. And explore. If you're feeling like that, you need to, slow down to speed up because you deserve to feel incredible in your business every single day. And your business will do better when you do. Enjoy the rest of your week, and I'll see you on the next one. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Two things before you go. If you have loved this episode, please grab your phone to subscribe and review the show. And if you are ready to make a power move in your business, book a free strategy call with me, and you will walk away with a 3-step action plan and a new fire in your belly. Book your call at annalisewarn.com/consult. The link is in the show notes. Have a fabulous week.